Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, May 29th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for coming in, everybody. Thanks for listening. I think we're going to have another good call like we did Tuesday night. So I'm excited to be there for everybody. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be an excellent teaching that we can all enjoy tonight from God's Word. Lord God, we just want to thank you so much for problem solving, for being there to help us. You say that you are closer to us than a brother. By that, I think I mean the Holy Spirit that dwells within us is part of us, a very important part of us. It is one married to our spirit. And I love that part. So thank you, God, for all that you're doing for this community, which we call Big Call Universe. Thank you for all the people that listen. Thank you for everybody that puts this call together, for Sue and Bob and the SAT team and everybody else that contributes. We thank you for them all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, you have done a wonderful yeoman's job of bringing beautiful teachings to us night after night, Tuesday and Thursday nights. Let's see what tonight's teaching is going to be.
Thank you, Bruce, and everybody. It is sort of a special practice because I try to select these based on who all of us are and making it inspiring so that it's, you know, it's really for the people that are about to do great and big things. So enjoy, and this is called Designed for Better. Who told you that you were naked? The Lord God asked. Genesis 3:11. Our potential has been put in us by our manufacturer, our creator, Almighty God. Whether we use it or not does not diminish it, but it does impact our futures. The events of your past do not reduce your potential. How somebody has treated you or what he or she said about you doesn't change your potential. Maybe you've been through some disappointments or have had some unfair things happen in your life. None of that affects your potential, which has been put in you permanently by the creator of the universe. When we believe, we take a step of faith and stretch ourselves. That's when we start to tap into it. That's when we'll rise higher. The capability is in you. The real question is, are you willing to break free from your imposed limitations and start stretching to the next level? Too often we allow experiences from the past to keep us from pressing forward. Perhaps a business partner, a coach, a relative, or a friend said, "Hey, do you really think you can do that? Maybe that opportunity is not right for you. What if you try and fail? What if it doesn't work out?" A young woman named Sherry came to me for advice. She'd tolerated an abusive relationship for years in which she was repeatedly told, "You can't do anything right. You're so slow. You're not attractive." After hearing that for so long, it had totally beaten her down physically, emotionally, and spiritually. She had no joy, little confidence, and extremely low self-esteem. I told her what I'm telling you. Your value, your gifts, and your talents have been put in you by Almighty God, and it doesn't matter what anyone else has spoken over you. The good news is God has the final authority, God says you have a treasure on the inside. He says you have a gift. He says you're valuable. You're going to quit playing that old tune. Put on a new one. You need to be dwelling on thoughts like, I'm creative. I'm talented. I'm valuable. My future is bright. My best days are still out in front of me. You have to get your mind going in this new direction, because dwelling on negative thoughts about yourself will keep you from becoming all God has created you to be. Too many people don't have the confidence and the self-esteem they should have because they're constantly dwelling on negative thoughts. Instead, they could be dwelling and reminding themselves, I'm anointed, I'm creative, I'm talented, I have God's power in me, I have the favor of God, people like me, and I'm a victor, not a victim. Try it. If you go around thinking those kinds of thoughts, low self-esteem will vanish. Throw your shoulders back, put a smile on the inside and on your face, and be looking for opportunities to stretch into the next level. I love the way God, we're hiding because we are naked. I love the way God answered them. He said, Adam, who told you you were naked? In other words, who told you that something was wrong with you? God immediately knew the enemy had been talking to them. God is saying to you today, who told you that you don't have what it takes to succeed? Who told you that the best grade you could make in school would be C's rather than A's? Who told you that whatever limitation you're facing is yours to hold on to? Who told you that? God said, no good thing will I withhold when you walk with me and you walk uprightly. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Sue, that's a wonderful teaching. Thank you for that. Very encouraging. And it should give us an impetus to stretch, to leave behind things that no longer serve us. Criticism, past things people have said about you, things that people have said to you, knowing on the one hand that that has happened, but then look to the other side of the coin and see what God says about you. Let's see if you're called the righteousness of God in Christ. You know, every good and perfect gift comes down to you from above. You know, God will not withhold any good thing from you. So it's up to you to take the perspective of going forward with a good, positive attitude and a good self-esteem. I think that teaching was excellent because it taught us, yes, sometimes we need to stretch. And you know what? Sometimes we might fail at something. Maybe this particular business didn't work out. But hopefully you learned something from it. You know, every time there's a failure, like when Thomas Edison was building the light bulb, he changed filaments over and over and tried to find a filament that would work. I believe it was over 2,000 tries before Edison found a filament that would burn and stay lit as a light bulb in the bulb. And it just, you know, so he failed way more times than he succeeded, but he didn't give up. That's the key for us. Don't ever give up. Just keep going. Small steps if you need to. One foot in front of the other. Go forward, not backwards. Go forward. And I think that we're doing that. We're doing that right now as we're awaiting an incredible blessing. We're keeping our plan A going, but we know plan B for blessing is very, very close. And I think we're going to find that once we hit that, once we go there, now life has a whole new set of challenges for us. We have a whole new set. And if you've been up on Sue's teachings and her last class or the class on Quantum Leader Future Founder, you've got a lot of the ammunition that you need to have going forward. I just think it's so important for us to stay focused on the things that we feel God has called us to. Has God called you to something? Has he called you to even come to the big call and listen to what we have and to assimilate as much as you can on how to respond, how to go into the Redemption Center, how to get the best rate that you can at the Redemption Center instead of willy-nilly walking into a bank? Absolutely. But there's a technique that's involved in everything that we do. And I don't know anybody other than Sue and Bob that are better at this, that are really good, that have the right perspective on it. And I'm happy to have both of them as co-hosts because I'm learning from them too. And I have information, and I need to stay forwardly focused and do what I can do for all of Big Call Universe right now. And after all this goes, and for me, post-MedBed, I'll be able to do a lot more and give a lot more to the community. And I'm looking forward to that. I really am. It's a stretch sometimes for each of us right now to stay in plan A and to make everything go and to do it without a whole lot of hassle or complaining. Don't complain if you can help it. Don't complain. Just keep going forward. God will bless you. God will bless the effort that you make. He's going to bless what you have in your hand to give and do. So thank you, Sue. I thought that was a very good, encouraging teaching that we all should take a look at and realize, how do we fit into this? How does this speak to us individually? What do we have to say to it? How do we take that and adapt it and make it part of our lives? Bob, this is where you come in, and tell us what you have from the teaching, or even better, give us a story like you usually do of how this is applied to your own life.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That was really, really inspiring for me. And I just think that here on the 29th, almost ready to start June, we are very blessed to have you bring that teaching for us, and blessed to have Bruce bring us the big call where you can do such a thing, and to show us about being how we are designed for better. And I started thinking and say, you think about the design that God had in his creative power, that he resulted in having us human beings manifest on this amazing planet. And the design of how he gave us this brain with almost uncountable neurons attached to a spinal cord that cascades all down through our body to our toes and even on the inside of our body, and to have, you know, part of this nervous system that is also in our heart and also in our gut with, you know, enteric nerves and in our thymus, which is another brain all to itself that's standing guard against the pathogens that we live amongst. and to have our perception, our eyes and our ears, to be able to observe the creation and to integrate what we see and perceive and enjoy this absolute wonder of where we are. And then to be able to produce energy from eating the things of the earth, the leaves and the grass and the seeds that give us energy, and then to have an elaborate system of detoxification as we proceed through with aerobic life. And then you think, this is, I mean, if that's not enough of a miracle, you know, think about what it is that we were actually created for. Why did God go to all this trouble? And I think it's really to be so aware that we can experience joy of being here and happiness to be together in communion at a place like the Big Call, and to have purpose, which people can be inspired who are listening to the Big Call to really stay focused on their purpose and to really kind of hone our attitude of giving and gratitude and to really just kind of bask in the knowledge and the sense that God is the king of all of this. It's not cash. Cash is not king. And it certainly isn't other people's opinions that are king that should influence how we feel and what we do. Other people's opinions can be valuable, where they might serve as a mirror where we can become even more aware and more compassionate, perhaps. And, you know, and we've been taught, we've been given guidance from a magnificent book, from scriptures, to be told, you know, with no uncertainty that the kingdom is within us and that we are destined to do great work. And, you know, we're not only designed for better, we're designed for absolute magnificence. And, you know, our best self, our magnificence, can only be, you know, thwarted or held back by our own thoughts and our attitudes. So, you know, what in fact is our highest thought for ourself? Is it steeped in that knowledge of how magnificently we were designed? And is our highest thought for ourselves to express that magnificence, to live up to that design, and to be our very best self, not just designed for better, but destined to be our very, very best God self.
That's really good, Bob.
Great, Bob. I love the idea of our best self and what we're being led to become, our future self. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Great comments. Sue, what do you think of this teaching, and what application would you make to it about your life?
But in particular, it's very profound right now listening to the two of you. There's so much to see, to bask in, and to connect to. And when I was reading the teaching, and then I'm just going to go straight to Bob for a second, then come back to you, Bruce. You know, Bob was saying how great it is for all of us to be here at this time of night when it's quieter, when we can concentrate. And the honor of reading this kind of a teaching so you can really absorb it. Hopefully there's not a lot of noise, you're not distracted. That's really important, because our best ourselves. And I think everybody that's on this call is doing something that they may have never even noticed before. They're following the pulse of their spirit and their heart. And that is something that goes beyond the status quo. And that's what we're really being called to do. You've gone beyond the systems. You've gone beyond what most people believe in. Even if it's like you're just like walking by yourself. A lot of people, this is a very committed, in the middle of the field of reality and devoted act. And when you use words like Bob did, you know, being our best selves in the middle of a system and systems that are collapsing, and you're still, you know, practicing your scripture reading, whatever your spiritual practice is, your mental practice, your physical practice, your emotional practice, your relational practice. You've got to be incredibly devoted to the power and the purity of the you that is saying, come on, you know it's not this. You know what love and truth and the new direction is, and you've got to walk this out with me, no matter what the cost. Bob starting Boomer Boost because the purity of his products and his vision for giving unparalleled, heart-centered, and creating a community of people that would serve at the level that he's inspired them to serve at. That's phenomenal. Bruce, walking through, losing his eyesight, his wife, and showing up and doing whatever it takes, going through all sorts of health challenges, but insisting that he's going to decipher for truth, show up when even the intel changes. It's like being a weatherman for the largest transition on the planet. Today the weather is, we're going to be going in 2 days.
Yeah, really.
And he doesn't even have a weather bug. He's not plugged into the Starlink. He's just plugged into, you know, getting the intel from every place that he possibly can. And thank God, you know, he just does it. But here's the thing that's really showing up as I was listening to Bruce too. We're all going through a process of unlearning and relearning. So this is like running a marathon. Let's not kid it. This, you've got to be straight up. I've done the research. I may do a paper on this process. The ups and downs, the putting your attention on something outside of you because the dream is so big. You want it so badly. And then learning how to stay grounded in your reality while you're trying to upgrade yourself for the reality that's coming. That would be the ideal. It's like you're designing your own structures, systems, thinking about how you want to be, how you want to live. That's what you can be doing right now. Making small micro changes, taking small micro actions. But in this teaching, the ability to listen to yourself, to me, and I've worked in this field and with all different people from all different faiths, walks of life, everything, we're going to need to start paying attention and saying, God, I feel really bad today. Listen to yourself when you feel that. That's your body and your mind signaling it's time to make a choice. If something shows up and it's not in alignment with what you want to experience, let's say it's even intel, you've got to go inside yourself and say, God, this, use your expletive. It's a bummer. But you know what? I get to choose how I look at anything and be the creator of my experience in Christ. That's some real training. And it's okay to feel bad, and it's okay to want to complain. And I don't want to hear about people saying, don't complain. That's suppressive. For me, I'm just going to say that to me. For me, maybe you'll resonate with that. It's like, you don't want to complain. You don't want to burden people with your stuff. But you are going to feel like complaining. And that's okay. That's your nervous system saying, oh, gosh, I'm really committed to this reality happening. Show me how to make it happen in my now moment. Show me how I can be my best in my now moment. Because as soon as you try to tell yourself not to do something instead of choose to experience what you're feeling, and then move up a notch, now you're talking about liberating yourself. Now you're not stuffing your feelings. These are the little things that people like me come into clients' lives to help them tweak, so we don't get a lot of disease suppression, not honoring your experience. It's going to be about honoring. What's it like to be me in this moment? What is my experience right now? I feel like complaining. It's really hard. Thank you, says your body. Your body goes, thank you for hearing me. Thank you, says your brain. Now, what do we want to do together? Okay, we want to feel better. What do we do now? That's part of the nuanced way we're all going to have to learn, so we're not shutting ourselves down, so we're moving into the new with all of our power, all of ourselves open, listening, working with every aspect of ourselves, and all of our energy moving forward. So you're a system, we're all a system. And what you're getting ready to do is plug in to regenerating yourself and the world as a system. That's what I loved about what Bob was saying. He was talking about you're designed as this intricate system. And what we're about to go through is all the systems, literally the wealth system, the health system, the new exotic systems. They're all going to be connected, not separate anymore, and working together. And that's, you're going to be part of a new system that isn't one scientist working against another scientist because of lack of funds. One group, it's when this system gets unleashed, you're in an open system of connection. And the ability to be your best self, if you know how to design that, is going to be phenomenal. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. That sounds good. Very interesting. And I love what you said. I love what Bob said about the body being a group of miraculous systems, because it is. You look at the human body and everything that God made in us and how he, I mean, the more you know about the human body, the more you can just go, man, what a miracle. What a miracle. All these systems work together. Wonderful. Oh. Sue, thank you for that teaching and our commentary on it. Bob, Sue, even me, thank you. And Sue, let's go into, see if we have any praise reports or any prayer requests for tonight. Let's see who is in need out there that we can help.
Who is out there and needs to remember who they are. Yes. Needs to reclaim their power.
Even their power to ask for help.
Yeah. Oh, that's good too. Good job. This is from Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise is, I walked today without a cane. Wow, that is so cool.
Praise God. You heard what I said, Scott. You heard what I said on Tuesday.
About 50 feet, getting better every day. My prayer is my head is still not right. Feels like I'm a couple of fries short of my happy meal. I'm not dizzy or spinning. It's just not right. I'm not sure what's going on, but med beds will fix it. I just need Christ-based neurologist plasticity changes in my brain. Thank you, Scott. I'm excited, honored, grateful, and this opportunity to get back to being right in my head. It all started when in 2018 I had brainstem bleed. I survived that then in 2023, and I had 16 strokes in 6 days. Spent a month in ICU and transferred to top neuro hospital in Nebraska for 6 weeks. I survived that. Then I spent the next year recovering and learning how to walk and talk and think and see. Then in August of 24, I had two more with five more to follow through December of 24. I survived that. I've a great attitude and outlook for the future life that is coming soon. So please continue to keep me in your prayers. I love you all. Be blessed. Pastor Scott.
I count 23 strokes total. 16 plus 2 plus 5 is 16 plus 7, 23 strokes in that period of time. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's a little foggy. Little brain fog. So take it away, Sue. Thank you.
So let's everybody put their hands on their heart and connect to those 40,000 neurons in your heart and let's thank Bob for his deep understanding of the interconnection of the systems in our body designed for far greater than we even know, and for Christ being with us as we pray this for Pastor Scott. We pray that Pastor Scott deepens in his quiet and deep reflection and practice of seeing all the systems in his body. And he could look up the nervous system online. And he could see that nervous system and practice his nervous system running through his entire body with the light of Christ. So his body, his actual systems, just as if he was in a med bed, would be scanning and filling his body with light. His body doesn't know the difference between what he's imagining and practicing, and this is true for anybody that's got a health issue, and your ability to run your own inner med bed is truth. Right now, anybody that is trying to change anything in their experience can amplify their healing abilities by seeing, say, what we're doing for Pastor Scott, and this is a generous act for anybody who's seeing it right now, sending him this new infrastructure, being filled with light, all the systems being connected, letting him become intimate with this system and know it and praise it and bless it as the God's system that it is. It's not Pastor Scott's system. It's God's system. So we're praising that that system is now rebooted, that Pastor Scott has an actual practice backed by science, backed by Christ, and he's seeing Christ and every one of us praying for him because he's a miracle plugged in to this battery of Christ and the big call. And he's demonstrating that with every prayer and praise report he offers. We see him healed. We see him blessed. We see him telling an amazing story of how persistent God is through him. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Sounds like God wants to keep Pastor Scott around for a while, Sue.
And that Pastor Scott has a really deep spiritual will.
Yep.
I think that's the most compelling thing of all. It's his love.
Yep.
His love and his spiritual will. Okay, let's go on to the next. This is from, that's Genia. Hold on a second, Genia. I'm going to save best for last.
Saving the best for last.
Okay, so this is for Pamela. As I promised I would read.
Yes.
I went through a horrendous divorce 40 years ago and got on antidepressants. I haven't had an 8 or 8 hour night's sleep since. I've been on sleeping pills all this time and still want to get off them. My prayer request is from now on, I'm sleeping like a baby nightly without any sleep or aids. The word promises sweet sleep, and I'm claiming this with help. So let's do this for Pam. And rather than just saying, okay, I'm going to go to sleep, and I have no connection to it except that I just want to go to sleep, I'm going to suggest, Pam, that you practice, even in the beginning of the day, seeing yourself set up like kind of a gentle getting ready to go to sleep. But you know, and you practice seeing as if sleep was completely normal for you. So when you wake up in the morning, you're going to see yourself like just getting into bed an hour early, maybe taking a gentle transition supplement like one of Bob's, so that your nervous system has a little support just to biochemically slow down those chemicals and that memory that's lodged in your body that has you looping, I can't get sleep, I can't get sleep, I can't get sleep.
Right.
So what you're going to do is you're going to go to sleep tonight and you're going to imagine that you're surrounded by Christ and angels. And then you see yourself, and you can even get some sleep music. That's some nice sleep music that will entrain your brain waves to go into a slower brain wave. Just keep using it for about a week. Look up deep sleep music and listen to that, and your brain waves will literally move in the rhythm of that sleep music. Might take you a couple of nights, and then in the morning, just tell yourself, I'm going to have every night
I'm getting better and better at sleep. Every night, I'm getting more natural and deep sleep. I have music. I have Christ. I have the Word. I have Boomer Boost. I'm doing everything that tells me how to let my nervous system rest. That's the bottom line for everyone on this call. To let their nervous system rest. So we see you sleeping like a baby. We see you being blessed by this call. We see you taking the action to support yourself. If this resonates, if God is speaking to you, and that you're sleeping like a baby from now on. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's see. I think this is it. Nope, that's Pam. Here we go. This is from Genia. May I clothe myself in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Ruffling in the background.
Putting a cap on my water.
Okay, I'll just wait. May I be patient with my family, friends, and others. And may I forgive freely like you have forgiven me. May I shine your light in friendships, giving glory to you through all that I do, say, and think. But above all these things, may I put on love, which is the bond of unity, never to be without it. Colossians 3:12-13. That's so good, the bond of unity. Thank you, Jeannie. Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for the following. For leaders and listeners on the big call, for their health, joy, happiness, love, and financial stability, for all prayer requests. We continue, to pray for Pastor Scott's complete recovery and strength, to be excellent stewards when the RV blessing comes to fruition, med beds to be available soon, R&R, Social Security increases for our country and world peace. May everyone be blessed with love in their hearts, happiness in their home, peace in their soul, and joy in their life. Yes, sister. Everyone have a blessed weekend. Let's pray we get the 800 numbers and start the process within the next few days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Very good. Excellent. And that's what we'll do. I'm still trying to wake up from when Sue was talking about sleep. It kind of made me sleepy. Thank you very much. That was good.
Did it really make you sleep? Just a little bit suggestible, right, Bob? So funny. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Can you hear me snoring?
I was thinking.
Yes. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that was good. That's why I was taking a drink of water so I could snore. So, thank you, Sue. That, I guess, wraps up our prayer request for tonight. And, I was thinking this too, Bob. Well, that last prayer request came in about sleep on Pamela. Mm-hmm. I was thinking Bob has a whole thing on his website about sleep. Don't you have a podcast about sleep, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
The most important
thing.
What
to do prior to going to sleep and all of that. It's important. So, Pamela, check out the website, Bob's website, and learn about how to do proper sleep. Really important, isn't it, really? It's approximately a third of our lives. Think about it. If you're getting 8 hours, which I am, in a 24-hour day, that's one-third. Sue, that was really – yeah,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
It's so interesting because these are the things that I'm going to, in the programs that I'm going to be developing, that people are going to learn about in an interesting way so they master the foundations for health. Nobody taught you about sleep, the varieties of sleep, how to maximize your sleep, but now we know it. And that's what's exciting about where we're going to be, you know?
That's really good, Sue. Yep. I think you're right. I got a sneaky suspicion you might have another class in the wings coming. So why don't you tell us what you'd like us to know tonight and see whether there is something for us all to possibly look forward to.
I'd like to invite everybody into a special, I want you to think about this time with me as if it's a special energy, it's an opening, and it's really a bridge space to your best future. I mean, we put a lot of research and time and energy, hence all the courses we've developed. And it's not just, I haven't just been doing this for the past 10 years. It's been, three decades of doing it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a really wonderful testimonial or two. Then I'm going to talk about how the MedBed 100 and the quantum future, I really want to paint a picture of why they are so important. And you're going to hear it in these, and why people purchase it and what they say and why it's going to take you out of the old world. Just think about this. And I'm going to hint at the new class that I'm developing. Think about what you know now. Think about when you go to just about anybody out there that's an advisor. A lot of people are working on, look at the difference, like when Bob talks about, and there are a lot of good doctors, so we're not dissing doctors, but how do they spend time with you? How much time are they researching new and improved way to do things? Are there new things that you don't know about that are being developed that could help you? And that's what we do in our segment. That's what Bob does. He's always researching. He's always growing. He's always looking for what will enhance, as part of what my organization is going to do, elevate, innovate, and regenerate your life. So here's what one woman said, and I thought this was so high integrity of her. Hi, Sue. She's talking about quantum leadership. I have this wonderful class, but I would like to buy it for my sister. She said, and she could have, she could have said, oh, I'm just going to give it to you. She said, she doesn't have an email address. I want you to send it to me. She said, thank you so much. This class is awesome. Thank you for sharing your unbelievable knowledge. God bless you abundantly, Carolyn. And this woman is an entrepreneur and knows her way around. That's one email, one testimonial. But I want to frame this so that you can really use these classes to set yourself up as a bridge. I've taken two of Sue's programs, the Quantum Leader Future Founder class and the series that followed, the MedBed. And they're completely reoriented how I think about leadership, time, and purpose. These aren't just classes. They're transmissions for the future. If you're called to shape what's coming next, this is where it begins. A. So here's our call This is kind of, I mean, I want to be strong about this because you're not going to have another moment like this. What's coming isn't just financial. It's not just about your health. It's personal, it's spiritual, it's dimensional. And if you're not grounded in Christ and prepared for quantum technologies and a quantum world, maybe you won't be able to carry what's being handed to you. And so the MedBed 100 and the quantum leadership is to prepare you to make the decisions for yourself. We're not telling you what to do. We're giving you the information that you can decide for yourself. That in itself is new. So you get to pick how you're going to heal fully. When you listen to quantum leadership, you're going to learn and reflect on deepening into leading wisely. And then, see, the big difference is most of us got conditioned. Think about who your parents were in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. They were those that were being shaped either, and their parents before them, by survival, but then with the birth of media, they were being very, very much shaped by social conformity, by, you know, who is the prestige legacy institution that are now going to be found out to be, well, I don't even need to say it. You all know.
The C word.
And the point is that you're going to have to, I'm very serious about this. This is the joy, to me it's a joy. It's like, wow, it's right there. Your body has been feeling it probably ever since you were a couple of months old. I know I felt it. But you're going to be unlearning a lot of the things that shut you down, that suppressed your genius, that were challenges, that made your relationships hard. All these things about running and chasing and striving after success and having your nervous system ready to explode by taking on too many people, too many children, too much stuff. There's way, way, way too much distraction in the name of, I just don't want to feel myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to name one thing, it would be that. I don't really want to get close to God and feel and do the work to get unmind what is really me versus what the hour. And I have walked this path. Trust me. I was a super striver. I know what it's like. It's. But you're going to have a lot of money. And that money is going to, if it's designed right, it's going to help you enter into an age where what you're learning how to design for yourself, number one, get your pens out, your number one thing is what's your way? Do I want to create for myself as a way of living? For me, I want to live in peace and flow and joy. And I'm getting there. So that your nervous system is never, you can learn, you can teach yourself how to live and operate at a very high level without your nervous system and your attention being distracted. So you leave, what will I do with my money? And you say, who am I becoming in the light of what God is now revealing? So the two classes that we have to help you actually think about that embody that and come from that, not so you're thinking about it, but you're actually coming from it, is the MedBed 100. That's $100. And the Quantum Leader Future Founder. And they're just simple, but they're going to introduce you into what that's actually going, what that experience is going to be. It's not talking about social justice. It's not talking about abstract concepts. It's like literally showing you how you can create that in yourself in the way you want to do it. For people that are in the RV and people and done by all the, everything we know by working with quantum people in our work currently and being exposed to incredible people that like are running the MedBed program. So it's serious, high credibility information, just $100 each. And very, very important to me, I'd be asking, how devoted am I? It's devotion. Let's not pussy. You've got to want it. You've got to be worthy of wanting and being devoted to your best future. Because if you're not devoted to your best future, then how are your projects going to go? And don't just intellectualize that. Ask yourself, am I showing up devoted to the best future? Are you? Are you learning something every day? Are you learning how you can take that and make it so it works for everybody else? Then this is going to be your starter course. And when this kicks off, watch how everybody around you, watch. You don't want to be on the short bus. You want to be on the bus that you are riding because you're in alignment with where it's going. And I don't want you to be overwhelmed. And you don't have to be. You just need to be aligned. And this is your alignment with the future. You can go other places to get your daily whatever, but to be in alignment and use your Christ orientation so that you're also plugged into what the future is going to bring, you need support. So send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put your name, telephone number, if you have PayPal or not. Just let us know if you want one, the other, both. And it usually takes us 6 hours to get back to you, and it can take us 24 hours to get it out to you. 6 hours to 24 hours. And so, to delight Bruce, and we're very excited about this. Class. Over the course of my career, and it's longer than I've even talked about, I've been very fortunate to work with CEOs and people that are in various positions of influence, a lot of startups, and then recently, by being exposed to the people that Bruce and I get to hear about, talk about, and some really good friends that were incredibly successful and leaders, et cetera, et cetera. And for the past 10 years, I've been interviewing them, listening to them as they're setting up their systems and getting ready to lead extraordinarily high impact projects, working on multiple projects all at once. And I listen to how they organize their systems. And that's one of the benefits of the work I do. I get to work with people sort of on a leadership level, on a systems level, and I understand how they're developing themselves and developing their systems. And it came to my attention that there's this need. You can go to a premier banker. You can go to your attorney. You can go to all these different people. You can have an assistant. But none of them has an integrated strategic infrastructure map. So starting on Thursday, we're going to launch a two-night course, Thursday the 5th, Friday the 6th. And this is the new system map. No single advisor in your ultra-high net worth circle could ever give you. So let me give you a metaphor of what you're going to get. You're going to be a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, whatever you signed up for. And most people are looking at like, oh my God, it's just like setting up a new business. You're going to have all these new structures set up. Well, it's the same thing as saying, I want to get food delivered to my house. I don't want to go to the grocery store. I want to get it delivered to my house. I'm a big Uber Eats person. We are like the Uber Eats designers. We've come up with maps that are going to make it so that you can do the setup of your house, redesigning your house with a whole suite of people helping you. And we're going to show you how to organize and do it. We're also going to show you how to set up your legal team, your financial team. So it's so clear, it's so simple, and it's not like you're trying to go do 5 different deliveries without an Uber. It's going to be brought to you, it's going to be designed, it's going to be complete. All you have to do is hand it to somebody. Do you think that might be a little valuable? Do you think you'd like to step into the world of ultra-high net worth thinking and systems design? For two reasons. And this is very, very important. Because most people's nervous systems have been in strive, drive, what did you used to say, Bruce? Don't get above your raisin.
Yep, don't get above your raisins.
No, they're not used to being supported. They're not used to having support staff. They're not used to, the real reason is, why do you want to not do it yourself? And I'll tell you what that reason is. You're going to gradually, and this class is going to support you in that, you're going to gradually but quickly set up a team so you can stand back, you can observe and learn. That's number one. But number two, so that your availability to God, this is all about, do you want all your attention on the world or do you want your attention on what is God guiding me to do as this is being done for me and me seeing where my special gifts and talents, which will be revealed by your unburdened nervous system. A lot of you haven't been had the freedom to pursue what you're passionate about. And if you think you're going to go squirreling around and trying to do all these errands and do all this stuff like a little assistant, please don't do that. You need to be pulling back, looking at these systems, and setting them up so you can watch and you can grow and you can magnify your impact in the most essential regenerative things that you're doing for yourself and for your projects. That means it's giving energy to you. So these maps that we are designing, remember, it's the new systems map. No single advisor in your ultra high net worth circle could ever hand you. Let me tell you, everybody that's a professional has only been thinking, I'm a premier banker, I'm a lawyer, I'm a this, I'm a that. They have not learned how to combine all those systems. We're going to help you do that. So you're going to get a suite of people working together, and you're going to be able to accelerate what you do by slowing down, by connecting them, and by having this structure that is much more strategic in place. So if that resonates to you and you say, God, I want that, all you have to do, it's $100. It'll be next Thursday and Friday. Are we going to get to do it? I mean, I'm sharing what I'm going to be doing. If I'm sharing what I'm doing for myself, because I feel guilty if I don't. It's like it's so much cleaner, so much more elegant, so much more integrated. How could I not share it so that other people can be freer, create more elegant results, and know what they're doing? All you have to do is send us an email. Let's call it strategic.
Okay.
We're going to send out something on Sunday night, and then the class enrollment will start on Wednesday, if we get that far.
Mm-hmm.
I always get torn with these classes because they're so valuable.
I know.
I get really, really, I mean, and every time they get more valuable and more, because we get more insight and it's more elegant.
Yeah.
So Wednesday we would be sending out, here's what you do to enroll. It's PayPal, very easy, $100. And the class starts at 7:25, Thursday night the 5th, and 7:25, Thursday night the 6th. And all you have to do is, you can even listen to the replay if you can't listen to it. But it's literally...
It's Thursday, Friday, right, Sue? It's Thursday, Friday.
Yep, but the call-out is going to go out on Wednesday. You get the dial-in at 6:45. All this isn't... Just I want to say it. But the point is, imagine how you would feel if you had a really clear map of how you could go in and consolidate what people were doing for you so your head was freed up. And you could articulate, this is the system I want to build with you, and I need you to get these people in the room so we can do this. Imagine what you would feel. You're not, how do I get an attorney? How do I do? No, you're going to have the scripts. You're going to have the map. You're going to have how to allocate it. You're going to have the time allocation. You're going to be thinking like Elon Musk. We're literally pulling in some of the things that he does for his time. And you're going to be able to go boom, boom, boom. And you're not going to have to think about it. Mm-hmm. You won't have to think about it. It will be given to you. And you can just go in and know what to do. So join us. I'm very excited about it, and I think the most important thing is it'll bring peace and clarity to you, to your projects, and free you up to have more love and more connection with your family instead of stress and anxiety. And that's what we're doing.
Very good, Sue. Thank you for that. That's really good, and I'm torn. I'd love for the class to come off, but I'd actually prefer for the numbers to come out beforehand.
I know, I know.
And just so everybody knows, that expression, don't get above your raisin, is a joke between us, because I think we all have the ability to get above our raisin. In other words, are you going to go further than your parents thought you would go? Are you going to get further than your teachers thought you were capable of? Are you going to get above your raisin in that sense? Yes. It just means don't forget kind of where you came from. That's really what that expression is meaning to me anyway. Thank you, Sue. Very good. Very good. That's exciting. Love the testimonials, too, on that, because I think anytime you've got, you know, MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100, you know, that's a great launching off point for everything that we're going to be experiencing. Well, thank you for that, Sue. Very good. Very important, too. Thank you. So let's go and let's look over to Bob's side of the room. Let's say, Bob, Sue had a couple of good testimonials about previous classes. What do you think you can share with us in the way of testimonials and anything else that's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, sure, Bruce. We do have a couple of testimonials that came in, and I also had a chance to meet in the office today with a man who's been taking our Myotrol product for about a week now. And he's just really amazed at how fast his progress is with his strength and stamina. And he's a 70-year-old man who's, you know, just really, really interested in staying healthy for a long, long time in his life, and goes to different clinics. He goes to hyperbaric oxygen treatments and peptide treatments. But his go-to, you know, things are his Boomer Boost and his barley, and now taking his Myotrol, which he's just unbelievably happy about. And a friend of his started the Myotrol at the same time. So he came by the office today to get Myotrol for himself, his wife, and his friend, and also for his son, who owns 5 clinics and workout centers. And his son wants to try the product and send one to each of his managers of his clinics as well. We got this testimonial about Myotrol that came in yesterday, and this is all in capital letters with an exclamation point. It's like, it works. I'm able to do more each day. Thank you, Boomers. So it's very short and sweet, but it's like this excitement coming through the screen when you read it. And then this another testimonial came in about Myotrol yesterday that said, this is the supplement to help your entire body. With so many polyphenols, they help your muscles recover from surgeries. It helps with arthritis and old injuries. I have my 80-year-old mother with heart problems on this. Very trustworthy supplement. Thanks, Boomers. And I thought that was interesting that he used the word trustworthy. I've never seen that in a testimonial before in all the years that I've been doing this. And it was just interesting to think that this person knows he can take the pills and just be very confident that it's going to do, you know, what we told him it would do, and that it's helping his mom as well. And we're just really grateful he sent that testimonial in.
That's really good.
And those are the testimonials for tonight, Bruce. We have a total now of 3,559 testimonials have come in, and it's still staying steady at 4.7 out of 5 stars on average.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Awesome.
And then, Bruce, I just wanted to remind people what we have going on with sales right now.
Okay.
And this is a really important time for people to know about, because this is one of the few times that we put our barley on sale for the year. And this is a really great savings when you do a buy one, get one 50% off. And you can, there's two types of barley, and you can get one of each and mix them together, or you can get two of each and get the same discount. And to be able to get this product at this price is really quite an opportunity, because it's really it's the only place you can get it. It's only made in one place, you know, anywhere in the world. And it's 400 times stronger than the typical green drink that people take. And quite honestly, if you look at the green drinks that people are getting, they actually are much, much less effective than the Gladiator and heirloom barley. But they actually cost more money, which is surprising to me. I would think products like that that are, of limited effectiveness, that are not going to reduce your C-reactive protein, it's not going to cleanse your villi, it's not going to detoxify your lungs or get rid of your black mold, it's not going to help you gain muscle weight. And yet, you know, such a product could probably be sold for $10, not $100. And to be able to get something that's 400 times stronger, for much less than $100 is a really great opportunity. And right now with this sale, it's without any doubt whatsoever the best value of any nutritional product on the marketplace. And just wanted to let people know that. And we also have right now, Bruce, a 50% off sale on three other products: our premium probiotics, our lignans, and our olive leaf extract.
Yep.
And I spoke today, Bruce, to a man who's the owner and general manager of a nutrition company that if I told you the name of it, you would have heard of it before. And he was talking to me because he has not found anything that can help him with his issues he has because of intestinal problems. He had severe ulcerative colitis, had to have a significant portion of his colon removed, and now is kind of stuck in this place where one of the major systems in the human body, which is the synthesis that occurs in your colon by the action of bacteria fermenting fiber and bacteria communicating with each other to facilitate metabolic pathways, is not working for him. And it's a severe disability for somebody to not have access to the metabolites that are created in your gut. It's an integral part of how we live. Our bodies have about 70 trillion cells, and we have 10 times that many bacteria. And to be handicapped in such a way that part of your beingness, the symbiotic relationship with bacteria, is significantly hampered, creates a big problem. And so he wanted to talk to me about what to do about it. And when I explained to him how our premium probiotics work, by having the metabolites already created in a vat, in a processing center, so he no longer will have to worry that he can't create 500 plus different metabolites that are essential for human life. He was just blown away. He had no idea anybody had ever thought of such a thing, and much less actually produced it.
Yep.
And so we're going to be speaking again tomorrow, and that's not the only thing I can do to help him, but that's going to be one of the main things. And so people listening, keep that in mind. If you or anybody that you know has trouble with their intestines, whether it's a surgery that had to be had or disease, let us know, because this product is on sale right now, Bruce, and you can actually use it to heal significant issues in your body. And right now, it's for sale for less than $1 a day. It's just unbelievable when I think of the work that the scientists in Canada went to produce this product. It's just absolutely amazing, and that we have enough of a supply of it right now that we can actually help people by discounting it by 50% as a gift to get people the relief they need and to get started. The other two things, Bruce, is our flax lignans are also on sale, 50% off, and so is our olive leaf extract, both of which are really, really great for boosting your immunity and helping with all kinds of other things, including issues with breast cancer, prostate cancer, bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety, etc. And so check it out on our website. Read about and learn about the different products that are there. And also know that right at the moment, anybody who has an order that's $150 or more is going to get some free barley. We're giving away a free canister of heirloom barley, which if you're starting it for the first time, it's a full month supply. If you've already been taking the barley, you'll use it as a travel pack, or it actually will last for a couple of weeks, the size canister that we have. It's the starter size, but it's a full month supply for people starting out, because it's so strong you have to take it in little bits at the beginning. And so, Bruce, it's 25 minutes after 10, and that's what I have for tonight.
Hey, Bob, thank you very much. That was great. I love that information. And, that's excellent. I would say this. To get to Bob's site, the best way is to go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. At the top of the landing page, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's site. Click on it, boom. You're right into Bob's website. You can go through and look at the various products that are on sale, products that are not on sale, put an order together. I put mine together on these sale items yesterday, and I'm so happy I did. It took me a little while, but I did it yesterday. But it didn't take a long time because I called in. I got Stephanie right off the bat. Boom. We were able to just knock it out in like minute and a half. If that, she's so efficient. And next thing you know, I get a text telling me she's got it, everything's good, all of that, confirmed. I just love it. It's terrific. So go to the site. And, you know, earlier today I was talking about the, we talked about sleep. And there are so many things available at the bottom of the landing page on Bob's site, the footer of the page, that you can go into. The podcasts, the YouTube archives, the teaching about havening, about NLP, about sleep, and how to make sure you get a good night's sleep. It's all there. It's all there for free in Bob's website. And if you need a number to call, the toll-free number to call Bob is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And he said some folks came by to visit today, which was great. And if you have intentions to come by and see Bob, he's down on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, Florida. And all you have to do is call ahead. Say, Bob, we're planning on making a trip down through. See you. Blah, blah, blah. We'll be there on such and such a date. Can you see us? And he'd say yes, and he'll set up an appointment. No charge. He's there to help, and he's really helping everybody on the Big Call universe, you know, with answering questions. Look at this guy that's got his own nutrition business, but he's got this digestive problem with ulcerative colitis and so on. And yet he goes to Bob as the expert that has a solution for him that the guy didn't even think was possible. And he's in the same line of business. So Bob doesn't toot his own horn. It's up to Sue and I to toot it for him. Because I heard Bob for 15, 20 minutes when he first called me 10 years ago. And I just shook my head and said, man, this guy's a freaking genius. He knows his stuff. He knows about that which he speaks. I said, yep, we're going to put him on. Coming on the Big Call with the Brew Man. And then Sue came on shortly thereafter. And it's been like this for going on almost 10 years with both of them. And I'm so happy. What a great addition. So, I want you guys to realize that and go to the website, bigcalluniverse.com, get there, click on the banner that says Boomers, and you're into Bob's site. And you can go through and spend some time reading, listening to podcasts, doing all of that. Get an order in. Got some great sales going on right now. I took advantage of them all. And, yeah, I'm in good shape. I'm in good shape right now. So, yeah, Boomer Boost and Barley, the dynamic combo, really important. You want to supplement it with Myotrol? Yes, you do. It works great with those two. But your foundation is built on the dynamic combo. And then the additional strength and muscle mass that you get from Myotrol is a real, real bonus. And that happens well with those two products. It works great together. There's a symbiotic relationship between those products. And that's one reason it works so well. So you've got the toll-free number. You've got how to get to the website. And now you're all set. Now you just need to take advantage of it. A lot of people are getting subscribe and save, quote-unquote, auto-ship at the end of the month, and some people will get it the 1st of June or 1st of next month. So let's get into the intel, and thank you, Bob. Thank you so much for that. Let's get into the intel, and we'll see where we are. Okay, I want to talk a little bit first about something Sue and I talked about yesterday, and that was there were some questions about trusts and structures like LLCs. Now, I'm just telling you what I have done. Why have I done it this way? Because my trust attorney that teaches this for 35 years now, it was his best recommendation. We set up a revocable living trust as the umbrella for my estate planning and so on. And underneath that, we have four LLCs, limited liability companies, that are set up. Now, are they for-profit? Yes. But I'll explain why that is. Am I going to be trying to make a profit? No. But if we, with what we take and move from our quantum account into our bank account with Wells, in my case, right now, will you be paid interest on that? Yes. What's in your, I'm going to call it primary account and secondary accounts. Now, in each of my secondary accounts, those would be the individual accounts for the LLC. One would be for Rebuild America. One would be for Rebuild International. One would be for the Veterans Retreat Network. One would be for the Pastoral Retreat Network. Boom, 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 boom. Four LLCs. Those were set up. My attorney checked that out. Trust attorney. He said, this is the way to do it. And I'm not a trust attorney. Did I learn something? Yeah. Can I talk about it intelligently? We'll see. But I would say get with an estate planning attorney or trust attorney and put together whatever structure best suits you, your family, your projects, your intentions for the future. See, in a revocable, some say revocable, some say revocable, tomato, tomato, with that type of a trust, you have the ability to change things. Yeah, I'm a trustee. Do I have a successor trustee or two? Yes. Do I have beneficiaries? Yes. Are there new beneficiaries that will possibly be successor beneficiaries? Yes, but not yet. So that structure was all put together. We knocked that out, and then we assigned people's names and so on to those positions. So this worked out best for me, and you guys can talk to your guy. In this particular case, we decided not to. We did it in a way where everything rolls up. Any income that would roll up into my own personal social. And in other words, if it were taxable, which I don't think it will be shortly when Nassara kicks in, but in the meantime, anything that would roll up would be taxable, and we just handle it that way. I think if I understand it right, all those LLCs would be like separate Schedule Cs on your form. And then everything from that those Schedule Cs rolls up into your in your Form 1040, and everything would happen that way. So get with an estate planning attorney. That's job one. Now, will Wells and other banks have trust departments? Yes. Do they want to control your money through the trust? Yeah, maybe. So you make sure that you make the decision on how you want to do it. Now, we had heard in the past that they would set up our trust for free. I'm not buying that. Not with the banks now. The banks need to make money. And that's one way that they can do it. I personally just sought out, through a friend, the best trust attorney in our area, and he and I get along great. And the way we did it, I think, works great for me. You may have a different plan. Do you want to set up a foundation? Well, do you want to answer to the federal government on your foundation rules and all that noise? I don't think so. In this particular case that we set it up, we could have done it six ways from Sunday. We chose this way because it was the best recommendation the attorney, knowing me, knowing what we're doing, felt this would work the best. Your system may be different. Your way, your planning, your estate planning may be different. Maybe you have a charitable remainder trust set up. Maybe you have some kind of a family trust set up. Who knows? There are a lot of different options. Check it all out. Do you have to have a trust when you go in for your redemption center appointment for exchange and redemption of Zim? No, but you should do it soon after. If you don't have it yet, do it. You can do it through the bank if you want, or just get a good recommendation for an estate planning attorney in your area that can set it up for you, that can do it. It doesn't take all that long. I think it's probably an hour and a half appointment initially. And then after everything was printed out and everything, there was another appointment to sign off on everything. But that is paramount, because why do the banks want you to have a trust? Why do the redemption centers want you to have a trust? Because God forbid something would happen to you and you come out, something happens to hurt you or take you out, you've got all that trust work, so that your legacy, your money, your projects, everything can continue in some form or fashion. All right?
Bruce,
so that's all I'm going to say.
Bruce,
yes. Go ahead.
Could I just give them a term for the LLC that they're going to want to use when they're talking to someone?
It's, well, they might want to use this term.
They
yes,
might want to use. Is a philanthropic LLC. It's everything that you just said, but that's what it's titled, because it allows you to do, just look it up and do your homework, and then you can talk about it with your LLC person. That's it. That's
all. Very good, Sue. That's good. Thank you for that. Because the idea, see, why did I set up LLCs? Because, like I said, the interest that we're going to make on the money that's in that account is the income that would apply against the expenses in that LLC. You expense against the income. And obviously, in a perfect world, you would get a certain amount of income and expense against it, and it would take out, the net effect of the income would be zero. So did you make any money in that LLC? Yeah, you did initially. Do you have anything left over after expenses? No, spend it all. But see, that's the difference in what we're doing compared to a normal business. In a normal business, your object is to earn money and to create income for yourself, your family, whatever. In this case, we got the income. We've got the result of the exchanges and the redemption of Zim, and we're going to be hard-pressed to get rid of the money that we earn every quarter from the bank. It's going to be substantial. And you don't want to sit on a pile of money that doesn't go out to your projects and the people that you're investing in their lives, as you help people around the world, you know, starting in your own hometown maybe and rebuild America. Or if not that town, another community or another place. And we'll have plenty of options where you can look at helping other people. This blessing is not just for us. Not for you and your family to squirrel away all this money and go hide somewhere. It's to try to do the best job you can do to be a good steward of this blessing that God has given you. And you steward the blessing by doing the right thing with the money. What good is it to have a garage of 10 exotic cars, you know, when you can only drive one at a time? But, the trick is going to be, the money is only good for what it does, not only for you and your family, but for other people. So just get that mindset. Get that entrepreneurial, humanitarian mindset. I mean, a lot of the people that have made big money in business, a lot of the billionaires realize, hey, I'm getting older. I've got these toys. I've got homes. I've got all that stuff. So they started finding a way to be a blessing to other people and give away half of their money, 90% of their money, whatever it is. Give it away. You know, if I mean, obviously, if you've got family and children and grandchildren, and you're going to have great-grandchildren, all of that, yeah, you want to take care of your family, of course. You want to make sure. But even giving kids too much money, you're going to have to be very careful about that. You have to watch. You have to monitor. What are they going to do with it? Are they going to do the right thing with the money? Are they going to get into drugs and all kinds of mischief? Hopefully not. You know, hopefully not. You have to sort of mete out how you give and give responsibly. You know, even we're going to do that and Rebuild America and Rebuild International. We're going to give responsibly and not be greedy, be free, be a liberal giver, but be very, very cautious and make sure that we're going with it the right way. We're not just going to throw money at stuff and say, see you later, I'm going to the beach or I'm going to the golf course. We've got to monitor what is going on. And we will. We'll monitor it. Or we'll have people that will be paid to monitor it. I mean, there's a whole thing to all of this. And this is one reason Sue's new course, which I don't know if it'll happen, but if it does, it'll be a good one. I guarantee it. It'll be really good because she's given me the overall perspective of it in a little more detail than she mentioned tonight. So let's talk about Intel in the sense of where in the world are we? Okay, here we go. We're getting close. We got 2 days left really in the month, right? We've got Friday and Saturday, 30th and 31st. We have information saying that the new dong rate will be coming up on the Redemption Center screens either tomorrow or Saturday. Okay? Saturday's the last day of the month. Yeah. Okay. That's great. That's really good. I'm looking forward to that. But being so close to the end of the month, Sunday is the first. I don't think anything's happening on Sunday. Monday is the second. Tuesday the third. I would look second, third, maybe third, fourth. Second, third of June, which is Monday, Tuesday. I don't know if anything ever happens on Monday. They say it could. They say it will. Maybe we'll get notified on Monday. Why wouldn't we exchange on Tuesday then? Do we have to go to Wednesday to start exchanges? I don't know. I don't think so. But we'll see. This is one of these things where 90% of the people that we talk to are under new NDAs. So it's a little bit like pulling teeth to get accurate, up-to-date intel right now. We did get some confirmation on what we had said on Tuesday night, two nights ago, on the big call. Yes, we are looking to getting started in the first couple of days in June. Would it be the second, third? Monday, Tuesday, or maybe Tuesday, Wednesday? Third, fourth. I guess we'll find out. We have Doge payments to begin in the first 12 days of June. We have R&R at the redemption centers. When we get there, so that takes care of three of it. R&R, the redemption of our currencies, our ZIM, and exchange of the currencies. That's the big one. That's the big one. Second, R&R. Third is Doge. Doge is going to be substantial for 60 years and older. I'm just saying, you better sit down. when you're looking at that account coming in 60 and older. And then the last but not least is Social Security. Will it go up? It's supposed to, starting in June. It didn't happen in May. Forget about that. And will it happen in June? We're told it will. Let's see what happens. I'm not worried about an increase in Social. With the other three, I'm not even going to pay attention to it. It'll be there. Oh, that's nice. Okay, good. Thank you. Next. Yep. So, we have, I'm trying to think if there was anything else that was meaningful or substantial in terms of what we have. I think we are really at the point where everything is about to launch. Okay, President Trump has a tentative 60-day ceasefire that has been proposed to Hamas. As of tonight, I do not know their response to him yet. But I believe that if that one goes through, that really helps move us to where we're trying to get to in terms of Jassara. We have to see if we have anything new with, I believe that we've got stuff that's going on with Russia and Ukraine. They did find another tunnel with children Monday, and they rescued those kids out of there. That supposedly is the last of that type of shenanigans underground in tunnels. It was a good number of kids that were rescued, primarily European kids. And I'm glad for that. I'm glad for those kids. I'm glad. What happened to the people that were down there, the adults, didn't go so well. You know what I mean. So I'm just going to say this. Stuff is in play, and things are happening to prepare these countries for peace as part of the conditions of Jassara that all countries have signed on to before. Are they ready to actually be that, which they said they would do? Well, we'll find out. Jassara and Nassara are supposed to come into play between the 5th and the 15th of June. Now, I don't know that I'd necessarily look for an announcement on the 5th, but it's possible. We get a start that early, or maybe it drags all the way to the middle of June to be announced. Do we have to have Nassara and Jassara in play before we go? No, that's not a condition. We don't have to have those. We have an asset-backed dollar. We did that, I believe they did that on Sunday. President Trump did that by executive order. And we have an asset-backed and essentially a return to the gold standard as of last Tuesday, 2 days ago. Now, has there been anything on the news, even on Newsmax, about it? No. Was there a cryptocurrency convention going on in Las Vegas now, as of, I believe it started yesterday? Yes. Okay, that's great. Good. That's all good. No harm, no foul on that. So I think, guys, we have an international dinar rate. It's on the back screens right now on our 4X. But it is there. And it's just not seen here in the U.S. because they don't want everybody to go nuts until we get the numbers. When we get numbers, give you an example. The rate on the dinar that would be at the bank screens, the rate that would be in the redemption center screens could be as much as 5 to 6 times higher. 5 to 6 times. And that does not include the contract rate on dinar, which I got an up-to-date rate on that. That is back up in the direction of the hundo. In the direction of the hundo. So that's good news for the for dinar holders. Whether you have Zim or not, you still will be offered the contract rate. And if you don't get offered, you ask them for it politely. Okay? All right, let's see. Guys, that seems to be about everything that is current for us right now. We've got to see what happens over the weekend. Could we get an email Saturday, Sunday, or Monday? Those are the 3 days. Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. Yes, yes, and yes. I think it's probably going to be Monday, but we'll see. Maybe it does come in over the weekend. Maybe Saturday or Sunday comes into play as far as the 800 numbers are concerned. So that's why we were given those 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. All right. What do you do now? Do you send Sue an email about her new class? And you send in, I'm in, for the class that starts on the 5th and 6th of June, Thursday and Friday of next week, week from today? Okay, yeah, you can do that. And do you have the MedBed 100 course yet? Do you have the Quantum Leader Future Future Founder class? Do you have that yet? That's a mouthful. Check up here. One moment, please. Okay, so I was going to get some intel, but I can't get it until after the call, so you guys are going to have to wait. But let me say this, that you want to get both the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100 course that Sue did with the pod, with students. It's great. It's interactive. It's tremendous. You've got a meditation. You've got everything. And it's a wonderful, a little over 3 hours. Two nights, a little over 3 hours. Because people don't want to get off the call. They want to stay. They want to stay and add to the call or ask questions or whatever they're doing. So I highly recommend both of those. To get them, you send Sue an email to IntegratedMinds, 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 MINDS, at hushmail.com. And then if you want the MedBed 100, just put MedBed 100, and if you want the other, put plus Quantum 100, $200. You can use PayPal, or she can invoice you through PayPal. Do it that way. And then you also let her know in the body of the email your name and your cell phone number so that she can text you if she needs to text you. Now, the trick is to watch your emails. Once you send an email in, watch for a response that indicates that she received it, and then look for future emails to happen so that you can make your payment and then so that you can get the classes. Because it's a link in the email that you click on and listen to at your own pace. And you can listen to it over and over and over and over again. So do that because it's really good courses. You need to do that. Will the next class that Sue has planned come through? I don't know. We'll see if we get notified on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. We'll probably exchange starting Tuesday or Wednesday, and we'll see. We'll see if that holds up. All I want is for this intel to hold up and be true, which it is right now, to last so that we can get started with everything. So that's what I wanted to say tonight. But let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then you guys can look forward to a great weekend and a wonderful month of June. Lord God, thank you so much for everyone that's helped us to get to this point. Thank you for Sue, for Bob, GCK, for Jeannie, for Pastor Scott, for everybody that has contributed to the big call. And thank you for the satellite team, a.k.a. SAT team. And thank you also for Big Call Universe, all of the listeners that have been listening to the Big Call for the last 14 years. Thank you for all that's happening in our lives to make all this come to fruition. Thank you for the blessing of it, and help us to be good stewards of what you have entitled us with. And for everything that you're doing for us now in your provision, we are truly grateful. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, have a great night and a great weekend. We'll talk to you Tuesday, but we'll keep an eye on emails to see if these numbers have come in. Okay? God bless you guys all.